word of encouragement. Future. And just a little while longer, and the wicked one will be no more. And you will certainly give attention to his place, and he will not be. But the meek ones themselves will possess the earth, and they will indeed find their exquisite delight in the abundance of peace. Hope in Jehovah, and keep his way, and he will exalt you to take possession of the earth. When the wicked ones are cut off, you will see it. For Jehovah God is a sun and a shield. Favor and glory are what he gives. Jehovah himself will not hold back anything good from those walking in faultlessness.
They will not do any harm or cause any ruin in all my holy mountain, because the earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters are covering the very sea. He will actually swallow up death forever, and the Sovereign Lord Jehovah will certainly wipe the tears from all faces. For here I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be called to mind, neither will they come up into the heart. And I shall certainly magnify myself, and sanctify myself, and make myself known before the eyes of many nations. And they will have to know that I am Jehovah.
But as these things start to occur, raise yourselves erect and lift your heads up, because your deliverance is getting near.
So keep strict watch that how you walk is not as unwise, but as wise persons, buying out the opportune time for yourselves, because the days are wicked. On this account, cease becoming unreasonable, but go on perceiving what the will of Jehovah is.
But the end of all things has drawn close. Be sound in mind, therefore, and be vigilant with a view to prayers. Above all things, have intense love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Do not be loving either the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, because everything in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes and the showy display of one's means of life, does not originate with the Father, but originates with the world. Furthermore, the world is passing away, and so is its desire, but he that does the will of God remains forever.